Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is
to believe. Chapter too much nonsense. John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. There were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired or required or demanded, they wanted to see Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 21, verses 34, 35, 36. Luke 21, verses number 34, 5, and 6. The Bible said, "Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares. For as a snare it shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore," the Bible said, "pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man." May the Lord bless the reading of his pure word. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Let's do a very quick revision of last Sunday. I will try both the W3 and the F5 services, and the Lord will be gracious to us. Immediately, I finished reading the Luke chapter 21 on Sunday. I read Luke chapter 15, verse 10 to 11. Luke 15. And then I said in Luke chapter 15, there are three things or three occurrences of lost events. The lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son, or the prodigal son. So Luke 15 was talking about three occurrences or things, or including a person that is lost. The lost sheep. Jesus said that a shepherd had 100 sheep. One was missing. He left the 99 looking for the one. Then he talked about the lost coin of a woman that dwelt in a village and had many pennies or coins. And even though she had a lot, one was missing. And she lighted a lamp and started searching for the one that was missing. Don't you think that all businessmen should be hearing that parable? So that Jesus was teaching different lessons. Frugality, lessons of wisdom, lessons of avoiding waste, because that was the error of Balaam that I was talking about on Sunday, the error of wastage. Waste. And I talked about five different wastage that I see in the scriptures and in the history and in my time. There is wastage. The first waste is the waste of life. Put those PowerPoints there. I think we did have something like that on Sunday. The waste of life. I see people wasting life. Recently, I went to a nightclub. Just stood in front of the nightclub and I was just watching them. Not Kanisha. Just looking at the people going to the nightclub, and I saw wastage. Waste. Charlie, what did you do the other day? OBS is with Jimmy. Obia. One more head, OBS is with Jimmy Pen. Yeah. Obia Jimmy Pen. Jimmy, and be on what would Jimmy know? There are boundary lines. Who be drew boundary? It's a pen. Wait, just so when tragedy me in the sort now decide here. In the papa bi was here, and it's in the agony about a cora. Ogusushiwi. What the trash here? Your cassachelet went. What your trash here? Why back at the neighbor forest and Bible Cassia? The mammy so could see Peter's not start to share or the coherent cocaine. Cassachelet no went here. Is it what your trash here? Was she about them? And we're calling what is scared to nearby. I'm finding one channel. And son, I'm baby, need to dance and meet TB. Just say, I'm funny. Is if you're coming home with you, me now would ya come back? Had the yacht, you know, may you and tank it, said the actor and a come a company in him. What did you make? A dear be an uncle woman, Miss Essessa, were catching a papa nanka. So, will you attend it too straight? They miss the opportunity. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you. So, if I have the privilege by the grace of God to be your prophet or pastor or preacher or, you know, whatever you may call it, a shepherd for tonight, I should not miss the opportunity telling you truth. Truth. In Nisa, me miss it. The privilege of telling you truth. In Nisa, I sorry, a year to say, what can we hear? Woman pay preaching, say, woman paint, yeah, and call. A church should not be like that. Once a church becomes like Bonnet Daho, but the intimate car, we have lost our voice. Serious, the Ghana has a we need to be able to speak it in the spectacle of God's word. But we'll be a shrew. Niemani be on my car, umbe diwa temenu yimunke tua. Secondly, womobe bontren, womunya wumbi kum, womem kuwa, womu discover femuako court, and what ya choba kumi enumi and say, you'll be an abecacho sekwanutum. You will feel like unia, forget it. But such a generation more and giving us a privilege and opportunity to be able to live in such a generation and help people to be able to strive, you know, to enter into the narrow gate. It is very important. Piati said, "Yania yanua yankaushia will say." Therefore, I do not have to joke at all to be able to tell truth, even if it hurts. Truth, even if it loses members. Truth, even if it loses credibility. Truth, even if it loses popularity. Truth. Dino krekusiwo. Hallelujah. Francis, I should be able to look in your eyes and tell you straight truth. Truth that can deliver your soul from hellfire. It is a Francis and I shouldn't miss the opportunity to rebuke him with godly rebuke and get his soul out of the plate. So that we can get him on the path of eternal life. It is me and Francis. Be a Francis. One woman is coming here. They call TV so. Now your casa. Someone who will be jealous can who will demand. It is a jan a pran or pro. One day, if he appears before the throne of God, we have really done a disservice to his soul. And therefore, we should prefer his soul over what he can give. I will repeat what I said. We should prefer everybody's salvation over what you are able to do. We must prefer that. Can I hear a good amen? All right. So we were talking about five different kinds of waste. If you have it, you can bring it up. If not, we will refer from our notes. And then the second wastage that I talked about is the waste of grace. People are preaching, but if I tell you what they do, it will amaze you. I was speaking to a preacher who told me a very interesting but nasty statement. He said to me, my wife wanted me to lick her. And he said, I told my wife that I cannot do that because the mouth I used to preach, I cannot use that to do that degrading thing. I said, you did well, but if you can use the same mouth to deceive people, you might have been better than licking. Yeah. If that same mouth can curse people, then you are defeating the purpose by which you are telling me that. And so people can say that, well, I am not a witch. But the same person saying that is a hypocrite. You are not a witch, but you are a hypocrite. The waste of grace. Then we talk about number three, the waste of opportunities. What I'm doing right now is an opportunity. If I waste it, yeah, what I'm doing now is an opportunity. I mean, for a weekday, Tuesday, people can leave work and come to church. Many churches, I'm talking about big churches, have the privilege of receiving people. I can't waste the grace. I mean, I have seen certain things before you sit down. Sometimes you can meet people in church, they can cry and pray in tongues. But those same people acting as if the Holy Spirit lives on their head are the same people who are so wicked and cruel to their neighborhood. I have started an interesting exercise. I am doing a background check of the people who were closely around me. And I am going around their neighborhood, Mr. Sample. And what I am hearing is very interesting. Hey! People who can fight with their husbands in the neighborhood. Then I'm catching up. The day I will decide to bring the report here, many people will keep quiet. They will never talk again. And some of you will never return here again. I'm serious. Very interesting. There are people here who don't respect their husbands, and the whole neighborhood knows it. Yet, they are the people displaying in our eyes. To me, that is witchcraft. Witchcraft. This is why I am not moved by the impressions people make. You may be seated in the presence of thank you. Uba, sorry, wait 1 year. You've been coming to this particular church for a year, and there is no transformation in your life. I mean, one of the people that we did a survey, an inquiry survey on, The people we were talking to were shocked that she attends Alabaster. Alabaster, dear, ye na ye Alabaster. Ye kura ye ma Alabaster. And according to the lady, ye kura ye ma Alabaster. No, Alabaster no exercise. How much more the people who sit in the Alabaster? The waste of opportunity. I said that being in a good church is an opportunity. And what a wastage! How people can waste such opportunity? To so many people, coming here is just a ritual. Many people sitting here is just a ritual. And I'm going to tell you why so many of our relatives will never follow us here, because of Yesuban Fun, Yesuban Kankan. That is the reason. Serious. I'm telling you, I want to do this inquiry on everybody. Everybody that is working in my team. I started with the pastors, and it is becoming very interesting. Very interesting. Very, very interesting. I did surveys on, because I want to know who they are. Practically, I want to know how the people around where they live think about them. And it's scriptural. It's scriptural. 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse number 1. Let us go into that. The wisdom. You know, the Bible said, this is a true saying, that if any man desires the office of a bishop, put it in GNT and let us follow you. In this version, the Bible said, it is a true saying that if a man is eager to be a church leader, he desires an excellent work. In the second verse, the Bible said, a church leader must be without fault. Everybody say fault. Yeah. But when I look at my church leaders, they have a lot of fault. A church leader must be without fault. A prayer will be new, will be bekasa. So what I'm trying to do is that software said by January, I will tell some of the people within the pastoral line and the leadership, I don't want to work with you again. You are a bad man. You are a bile. We are Bojuma. We can take it and open good namnesua and nani nase. All that we can do to Bojuma is to cut it off and throw it away. Therefore, January, by the 20th, I will tell Bojuma, Allah is here, Harvest is here, Lighthouse is here, Presby is here, Roman is here. Choose one of them. Serious! Umfata. Se waka unyame. Eduma efo. Serious. It's a very interesting survey we are having. Ufie se meba. But I will not come there as me. It's very interesting. I want to know what the people in the house think about you. What they think about your wife. How they see you. Yeah. I'm reading on. You will see the Bible said the check must be done from that quarters or from that angle also. Check them from their house. What does the neighborhood think about you? Ukuta Bible Tiana, what does the neighborhood think about you? Therefore, you have an opportunity. And if you can waste that opportunity, you better hear what the message that I have to say. Every service you are here, and yet one cousin, I was telling, you know, the group on Sunday we met. I said, yeah, you are sorry them. I was speaking to the Winyansana and the Yahoma new church that we have started. And then I said to them, very interesting. I said to them, yeah, what them are now, you nimsip ibi owa enye. We know what is bad and evil. We know it. The knowledge of good and evil is there. It's here. A scripture, please. Interestingly, He makes it. He said, a church leader must be without fault. Everybody say fault. He must have only one wife. Be sober, self-controlled, and orderly. Orderly. Or your order. As for the one wife, I don't want to dwell too much about that. And one husband. I don't want to dwell. And he said, only one wife or one husband without any mistresses or girlfriends. Dede was telling me, Dede was on. We went to Alabaster City this whole day to wait upon the Lord and pray for all of you. And we are seeking the face of God for the coming year. And we are asking God to lead us and guide and help and direct us to do His will and not our own opinions. Whilst we were praying, we were thanking Him that He gave us an opportunity and a privilege to serve Him throughout this whole year. And He has granted us health, preservation, fought our battles, and, delivered us from the snare of the fowler. And then one of the things, when we finish, waiting upon the Lord whilst we were coming, we put on our phones, and then a call came through. The day was on the phone for almost about 30 minutes. And then the lady who was speaking, I said, she finished the call, and she was telling me the lady lives, away. They are out of the country. She's an online member and all that. Told me a very nasty story. Her husband comes to Ghana intermittently, and the husband is been following an SHS schoolgirl. And whatever they do in the bedroom, they film it, they picture it, and it's on the phone of the man. One day, he had a call, and he asked the wife, pick it for me. He picked it, and once she picked it, it gave access to the phone, and the thing she saw, the man doesn't know she knows. But this is what they were doing. That's what I was telling today. Let me tell you, a lot of the people who come from abroad, and come like I'm coming to have my project. Sometimes ne papa te dan soma ubetimi abaha etwem akokekus abesene abankra afa plane ko no anhu ne papa but ne yiri nim so be here ne papa. That kind of life. That kind of life. And so the day is asking me, he say, yenye day, and I'm so yenye nene by you. Yenye nene by you. It's been there. Perversion has been with us. So today, he put it on the screen for us. My theme for tonight is addictions. We are praying in tongues, but we have addictions. Elelele kolo lohona malahila. But we have addictions. So this is what is this, sir? Are we fine? Addictions. We sing nice things, but we have addictions. I don't want to mention any name, but I know an American gospel musician who was telling us that, he sang it. I mean, we all have his songs and all that. But he said that I have been addicted to pornography for the past 25 years. And he said, if I don't watch pornography, I get sick. I'm saying, you don't get sick. You are really sick. It's not you get sick. You are sick. Uyare. Uyare. You see the abuse of grace, the wastage of grace, and the wastage of opportunities. God gave you an opportunity to be in leadership, and yet we just waste it, just like that. People have gotten an opportunity to be in uniform. Nurses, doctors, army officers, immigration officers, police officers. Yet these people can waste the opportunity. Waste the opportunity. So I want to deal with addictions. That is what I want to deal with. Addictions. Because the people, you know, they holla hallelujah. They shout hallelujah. You know, they can even come for baptism. They speak in tongues. They come for communion. But they have terrible addictions. And those addictions are the little foxes that destroy the vine. And the vine is the grace of God. The vine is your salvation. The vine is the move of God. You know, you can have little things like a pain. Once it knocks your balloon, you are history. We drove from Ada to Accra. And we had a screw pinched into our tie. The moment we parked the car in Accra, the tie was going like... At the moment, a lot of Christians and preachers are going like... It's a matter of time. Very soon, now we see from SEFUDS. This is why I keep saying, me, semenye sofwa, kalabasta. When I was not a preacher, there used to be a man of God. I have never heard anybody who speaks truth like that man before even my father, Kwesiamwago, started preaching. He was a Methodist minister. Every Sunday evening at Methodist Abeka, he did Bible study. The Bible study, when we go on Sunday, we were not more than 20 people. But I never missed his teachings. The man does not fail to tell truth. And every Sunday night I was there, Bible notebook pen, and he's teaching. He doesn't tell me, mehu eni agree, no. Thank God for revelations and prophecies and all that. But we are prophesying to people with terrible addictions. We are pouring the holy oil on people with addictions. Yet the kasok asofotadi ye kola ye di abonkorofua se nyami biye ye nina yehunu ni pesua wama ye na yibe serious. This is what. This is why so many young men marry young ladies from church, and they feel like they have married liabilities. It's the truth. Waste of opportunities. And giving you, you know, in a very good family. Every day will be worse. Omo papa, they will fight over the body. Omo mami will say, fight over the body. Me papa, we me na me papa, na we di na beto ani esi esi, no na we abetam no asan na guji frijo. You have, by the grace of God, you are in a lovely family where people can be nice, and it's an opportunity. Don't take them for granted. Let me digress a little bit. When you have the opportunity to have a good man in your life, a good woman. That's an opportunity. A good wife, a good husband. It's an opportunity. Ukunu mfawechi, wanotera na wiye boniaye. Let me tell you, it takes only the grace of God to be married to one woman. Let me go further. It takes the grace of God to sleep with only one woman. They don't only sleep with one woman. No. They sleep with one woman, one man, and then they move from vagina to anus. When we start talking about gayism, and all those funny stuff, people begin to raise voices and all that. You know, they are not gay, it's bad. They are gaying with Omoyiri Trumo. Yeah, but I'm your pastor, and I'm addressing stuff here. And the reason why it looks like I'm not mindful of me and all that, there comes to that particular place where we need to even teach children. When I took my baby to secondary school, he started in junior secondary school, boarding house. I said to him clearly, I know how about the trumo for I'm dini petrumo. And I didn't miss words at all, because as parents, sometimes we need to be able to open the page and tell the children, this is this, this is that. We need to be able to tell our daughters, when people fondle or touch them inappropriately, so that they can be able to report back, that we can be able to take appropriate actions. But if some of the things become secrets, we don't talk about, the child perceives, the perception of the child is that this is a secret, I don't tell mommy and daddy. And so somebody is molesting your baby, and the baby can tell you. So I have not forgotten that I have underage people here. I am also, you know, training a generation to be able to know that knowledge is power, and that power they have, do a lot with it. Yeah. Ohine ba akwa semri ko pie wo kolebu, it turned into a police case. Omo compensation or yeman yire pay when the police were stretching them at court case and all that. Mugo yi assembly be fie and all that. The compensation Mercedes back or dying back on his car. You know, or hini fan yire chia until the woman had an acute anal infection. Besina! The lady wears diapers every day. A fool be bad say any say. Waste of opportunity. Why? Because of addictions. Addictions no America. No. It is a grammar getting getting on. Juma idea. Salt is good, but a lot more of it can totally destroy the food. Yeah. You share engine. But a chance in Baku, a goon quemua, made in China Gumbad Mazenwa. Nobody can eat it. And so the soup then becomes sterile. The sterility of that soup, nobody can drink it. So I stand here to, you know, talk about the wastage of opportunities. People are wasting opportunity. I was telling you, truth. Why will anybody feel like we hate this football people, you know, when we tell them the truth that our appearance at the World Cup was a waste? Don't you think that we need people like that in our lives? People with confidrolic hearts that can be able to tell you, as it is. Take it. Obey any person. Everybody, somebody like that in your life that can be able to, hey, there is a big hole or ditch ahead of you. Take care. Waste of opportunity. Then I want to talk about number four, the waste of resources. Opa, sit down and check from January till now. The enormity or the amount of funds. Sika, you'll be shocked. I went to the bank and requested a statement. I was shocked. I said, did they? So all this went through my account? That's serious.
Sit down.
For pensi paper so January send a bam in some March, April, May. Try even this December, just 2 weeks. Check it. And then you will realize how we have wasted cash. And in all these things, there are certain things in our lives that we still don't have. And sometimes you are asking yourself, you had this money, but you couldn't afford that. What a waste. What a waste. I visited one of our branches. One of our pastors has built a house and is giving his compound to us. You know, so we built a church there. And I went there. And I came back and told the young man, you've done well. You built a lovely four-bedroom house. The area he bought the land, I am amazed. Young man of his caliber. Other people will rather do omenum. They will rather buy things they don't even need. Impulse buying is an addiction. Impulse buying, me peewee, meto. Who needs I say? Who could have iPhone 14? Touching and a copy baby talk. Touching it. You don't need it. Many one can make a yam. Hello, mommy, I'm free for my back. I just want anything that can speak. Finish. You know, when I see a young couple like Ejeku and your wife, this is the time. This is the time for planning. I was telling them, we don't plan children's education when the children are already in school. Once we don't even have children, that is where we are planning their university education. By the time the child is ready to go to university, the funds are already ready. That is proactiveness. That is proactiveness. In everything, there must be a plan A, B, C, D. If A fails, B works. B fails, C works. C fails, D works. Your plan say your doom can hear your generator and we put the generator on. That's plan B. Why can't a nation have a plan B? And moment for me, the South Africa. I'm going to use South Africa as an example. Where did South Africa go wrong? Where did you mess it? To the point that Eskom have become such a waste. The biggest electricity company in the whole of Africa. They supply to other nations like Swaziland and Lesotho, even places like Mozambique. How come if you are looking for the country that is going through load shedding over any other country on the continent, is South Africa right now? Mismanagement. Mismanagement, weak leadership. Weak! I'm telling you, South Africa, your president is a weak leader. I will be coming next year. You can meet me at the airport, decide what to do, but I told you the truth. Yeah. Next year, February, I will be at O.R. Tambo Airport. You can decide to repatriate me. But I told you the truth. Your president is a weak leader. Above all the things that these white people left from President Mandela, Thabo Mbeki, to Jacob Zuma, to Cyril Ramaphosa. You have run down South African Airways. You have run down Eskom. And you have run down your own economy. Now, 3 times a week, doom so in South Africa. 3 times every week, the lights are off. Mismanagement, corruption, wastage of opportunity. If I was saying this to Ghana, you may feel like I don't like the government. Now I'm telling another government, And because we don't like truth, anytime anybody speaks truth, we put party colors on the truth. I think NDC people are funding him. Hallelujah. And then I said the last thing, then I can be prepared to wrap up and go to my question and answers. Last thing I talked about was the wastage of time and seasons. Everybody has a time and a season. Yeah. Marian, you sitting here, you are a very beautiful woman. But your beauty have been tacked to time and a season. A day will come, your beauty will fade away. Serious! And therefore, the purpose of your beauty, it has been limited to a stipulated period of time. Once that time passes, beauty is vain. Favor is deceitful. A woman that feared God must be extinct. Serious. And so Esther, for young ladies like you, this is not the time to be turning people's proposal down. I like yours. Time and season can be wasted. Yeah. Because oftentimes we want flashy people. The man ibu unyi nansa unyi ufran to man unyi wone hunna se man na ebe man na ebe unyi no. Sometimes you pebe man tietia. Sometimes you pebe man tinting. Sometimes you pebe man kasiya. Sometimes you pebe man huiya. Obi an any preference. I can understand that. But the point is this: when the person's heart begins to follow vanity. Vanity. That is where the problem is. Pebema. Ibu nye ni mede meti tu soa. Na mafunu huu chuchiri. But the truth of the matter ni se inyui entredu ya ne. Inyui entria feeding fees. Inyui into your rent. Yeah. Sometimes people say that they may be American, you know, in my time when we became born again, the guy is so judicious. But the judicious don't pay bills. Leo Horoshke. I know people who pray in tongues and I see you for a betrayal mechanic. Yeah. ECG for Abidjan. And you know, sometimes I tell them, the money is so I didn't want to say ECG for neighbor. Addictions. Since certain things do not have to be published in Gath and spoken of in Ashkelon, when King Saul died, David said, don't talk about it. Don't publish it in the cities of the Philistines. Let not it be heard that the anointed of the Lord have been cut off. Don't talk about it. But I have sat down and seen prophets married the daughters of Jezebel. And marriage failed. And they divorced and remarried. And divorced and remarried. And sometimes the prophetic ministry is questioned. Didn't the Lord reveal that this woman was a wrong candidate? We ask questions like that. The waste of opportunities gravitates into the waste of time and seasons. Season down. And check, say season, the validity period. If once it expires, oh, please. Oh, please. Once it expires, then you realize that the salt have lost its taste and it is good for nothing. Men will cast it down and trample it under their feet. Go to Rwanda and go and see leadership. Paul Kagame have distinguished and proven and showed how leadership ought to be. It is not he who wanted more power. The people say, we want you. We will change the constitution by a referendum and allow you to lead us. Schools, facilities, housing facilities. The day we were coming from Ada, I cried when I saw the Saglime project. There are police officers who don't. I drove through, whilst I was going to my police graduation, I drove through police depot. That day I really went through, you know. And I saw the barracks. I cried. One room. But police for me, will be every GCABONTE. I don't know why. And there are buildings like this. What a waste. What a waste. Over 1,500 blocks of houses, 4 levels, each level demarcated into 3-4 bedrooms, and it has been in the bush for the past 6 years. And somebody talks through, and you want to size it, politicize it. There are civil servants who don't even have a place to stay. They do their best to come to work. Namu yanama sore say mo ye 9 lessons and carols. Misi nyame se mumfa mu nse hununu free ne so wampa ma se moti. Straight, I can tell you that. Unto us a child is born, a son is given. On the daddy, who can cry and whiskey, a born with him. Asian people, when they were reading the scriptures, the power of the word jumps into them. God lives in them. The Bible said, and the believers were first called Christians in Antioch. They look at them and said, these people have been with Christ. They look like Christ. They talk like Christ. They behave like Christ. They are Christ. So they call them Christians. The scripture back, let me read this. And then, you know, we close and get into. I have 10 minutes to the question and answer. The Bible said, this is a true saying. If a man, go to the next verse. Next verse, interesting. You know, he said, he must be self-controlled and orderly. He must welcome strangers in his house, and he must be able to teach. Next verse. He said, he must not be a drunkard or a violent man, but gentle and peaceful. He must not love money. What does it mean to love money? Scripture back, please. What does it mean to love money? Money does everything. Yeah, baby, when this car went to me and top it through my. So what does it mean to love money? Apparently, maybe let's go through the version. So turn it to a different version. In this version, the Bible said, he must not be money hungry. Another version says, not a lover of money. Another version says, free from the love of money, not greedy. He's not going into it. Not greedy for wealth and its inherent power, financially ethical. Meanwhile, we do see Kabijame, Semenyan Tohoma. Now, Kwaba, Ube Badesa, we see Kaneda. Financially ethical. And yes, me catch if I was good, do mammy, on an ago, do not the bow and umbra. Name ya quanchering musso, a dear quanchressa. Me ya gusso. Na ube banapu good and a hua pony. We had the uncle besides the baba, me as so good, ye hua pony, me de banentesa. But would team to an honor aquay upon him good, ye. Financially ethical. Obedi nisike jao for 2 weeks. Obeba na nisika ne dawa na di ekao. I'm talking to Christianity. I'm talking to Christianity. Obeba na dawa na di ekao. We were having a pastor's meeting last night. I said to the pastors, you all know that I believe. Mimi Jidi say ni peti mi we are sorry sika. Because me da. I believe, I'm a believer of people steal money in church. One of our elders, you know, gave an offering. The offering was 800 cedis in an envelope. And then one person also gave an offering of 200. And then at the end of the service, the people that came to the service, they were almost about, you know, almost about 90 people or 100 people. And then we finished the meeting. And then the cash team counted the money, and the money was 900. And then at the end of the meeting, we said, let us pray. Tiba baba ho shak. Hello, hello, baby. Scanish and it draws. Oh, please. The money is in her panty. Oh, no, sir. So I. No. Ubisika no, no, bomba yegus, Father, help me. In Jesus' name, not the abeto, who be the Urani draws. Now you who are stamped with him, and you have cervical cancer, you don't understand why. No, I teach practical Christianity. I'm teaching practical Christianity. Jesus said that which you want others to do unto you, do likewise to them. This is the whole born again experience. Christianity, not a joke, Christianity. The biggest addiction is carnality. To be carnal, the biggest addiction. Because under carnality, you can have almost about 20 departments. Under carnality, I can have perversion, subversion, drunkenness, smoking. It's a big addiction. When I lived in England, smoking was a big addiction. There's a young man who came here. He said, I love your ministry. I listen to your preaching morning, but I can't stop smoking. I smoke over 2 packs of cigarette every day. Pornography. Big addiction. Masturbation, sex. Nimni enye frimu. Now we have added sex toys. There were shops in Accra. Ube kono, there is something like a vagina on the shelf, something like a penis on the shelf, and they buy. So they tell you, don't use aquadu. No, we have the real thing for you. We have the real thing. Push real thing. Sit in there. Addiction is now here. Let me tell you, envy is an addiction. Bitterness is an addiction. 8. Number 9, pain is an addiction. Number 10, unforgiveness is an addiction. People are sitting here. They are very holy, but they can't forgive their father. They are very holy. They love God. They are Jesus lovers. But what their father did to their mother is still in their heart. And they can't forgive it. It's an addiction. Being quarrelsome. It's an addiction. It's an addiction. I would love us to read two scriptures and then I am going to close. Gossiping is an addiction. Gossips is an addiction. You cannot stay one day without talking about somebody. You are not minding your own business? Really? It's an addiction. One of the craziest addictions that I know is division. The Bible says 6 things God hates, but the 7th thing God cannot stand. A person between 2 people. God cannot stand that one. A person who brings division among 2 neighbors. God cannot stand that person. Serious. Let's read that scripture. Proverbs chapter 6, verse number 13. Let's start from verse 11 rather. Proverbs chapter 13, verse number 11. Sorry, Proverbs chapter 6, verse number 11. The Bible said very interestingly in that particular sphere. Anything, the problem? The Bible said, so shall thy poverty come. All right. Next verse. And next verse. Good. Next verse. Go to 16. All right. The Bible said, 6 things. Take it to GNT. There are 7 things that the Lord hates and cannot tolerate. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that kill innocent people, a mind that thinks up wicked plans, feet that hurries off to do evil, a witness who tells one lie after another, and someone, listen to that, and someone who stirs up trouble among friends. This is the person that God can't stand at all. The Amplified Version of the Bible, listen to this. The Bible said, these 6 things the Lord hates. Indeed, the 7 are repulsive to him. And then he goes to say, a proud look, the attitude that makes one, you know, overestimates oneself and discount others or looks down on others. This is why over here, I don't want people to form achimfoku, kiapimfoku, you know, ikbefoku and crimefoku. No, because the moment we start that thing, we will begin to look down on other tribes, especially the minority groups. This church used to be like that from the beginning, Mr. Sampo, you won't believe. At a point, I had only kwefongwa here. And when I got married, they discriminated against my wife and her tribe. It's not a nigga, you know, I have made, I tell the day, I have made you popular. And then nigga, mind the day is all over. No, no, no. At the time or not, the name the day crowd was very resentful. They didn't even want to hear, you know. Why do you think I have packed the Rita aside and I'm pushing the day? They didn't want to even hear that. They didn't want to hear that. Till one day, I'm jiga and I'm so ubia. Why you call me, my baby? Ubia, why you call me, my baby? Me pay Christopher. Why you call me, Nzia? Aji we Christo ni. So tribalism, we don't entertain tribalism at all. One people in Christ Jesus. One people in Christ Jesus. We are one. Don't look down on anybody. Nobody is looking down on anybody. a lying tongue and hands that share innocent blood. Go to the next verse. Interestingly, a heart that creates wicked plans, feet that run swiftly to evil, and the last thing, a false witness who breathes out lies, even half truths, and one who spreads discord, rumors among brothers. These are the people, this particular one, you wouldn't mean in a way at all. Very interesting. You say this here, they go and say this here. They say that here, they go and say that here. They spread confusion and division. Sometimes they ask, are you a Christian? Are you a Christian or a churchgoer? Are you truly a Christian or a churchgoer? Let's read two different scriptures and then our service is closed. And both scriptures concerning addictions, you know, I am going to pick it up. And I'm talking about carnality. To be carnal. When a person is carnal, hallelujah. All right, Romans chapter 6 and verse number. Let's start from verse number, Romans chapter, did I say 6? Let's go to Romans chapter 8, rather. Romans chapter 8 and verse number 6 downwards. The Bible says, let me start from verse 5 for the sake of understanding. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, they mind the things of the Spirit. In the said verse, the Bible says, for to be carnally minded is death. And to be spiritually minded is life and peace. A different version will help me. He said, to be controlled by human nature results in death, and to be controlled by the Spirit results in life and peace. A different version will help. Look at this. He said, obsession with self in these matters is a dead end. Attention to God leads out into the open, into a spacious, free life. Let's go to the book of Corinthians and read 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Let me read from verse number 1. I'll take it down to verse number 7, possibly. He said, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, he said, and I, brethren, could not speak to you as unto spiritual people, but unto carnal people, even as unto babies in Christ. And then in verse 2, he said, put it in GNT, let's read from there. He said, I had to feed you milk, not solid food, because you were not ready for it, and even now you are not ready for it. In the third verse, he said, because you still live as the people of this world. Wow, the error of carnality, materialism, worldliness. Worldliness. There are people sitting here waiting for Christmas jams. Christmas will be a G and Pow. When the lockdown reopened and we had not been for Easter no, it did hot last year, 2021. Oh God. Put thing back. Let us finish up. And in this, he listened to this. He said, interestingly, when there is jealousy among you and you quarrel with one another, doesn't this prove that you belong to this world? So it is a proof of worldliness when you are jealous and quarrelsome. Jealous, envious, and quarrelsome. I was speaking to Pastor Elvis Ajiman 3 days ago. He called me and we were talking and he was telling me. He said, Papa, you will not believe that there are people, preachers, sit down and plan. Akuano, we wish him downfall. Really? Or say yes. Or say, Papa, I have recordings. When you hear, you will not believe. You will not believe. Why should be? And you finish, and these people hitting Pastor Elvis Ajiman for no reason would take Bible and come back to pulpit talking rubbish to us. I don't want to hear it. I don't even care what you are talking about. Is it his fault that God has raised him? Is it his fault that God has favored him? God determines who to use for what. Please. Oh, you can clap your hands. God determines that. We don't determine that. What kind of question is that? Huh? Like I wake up and I'm telling, what kind of question is that? And now, did they ask me good rather than I eat tum? Well, what kind of question is that? Sending me panel. And to God be the glory. People are envious, jealous. They wish to have what Elvis Ajiman has. Yet they hate him with passion. What a sad scenario. I said to him, my brother, focus on the assignment. This is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. We are seeing Bible occurrences. Somebody has a problem and God takes it away and proves his glory in that person's life. Hallelujah. Let me read the next verse and then, you know, go back to the previous one and listen to that. He said, living by its standard, living by the standards of the world. Go to verse number 4. He says here, he said, when one of you says, I follow Paul, and another says, I follow Apollos, aren't you acting like worldly people? Aren't you acting like worldly people? Go to the next verse. In other words, when people say, I line up, you know, Justice Avevo, Elvis Ajiman, George Nate, Randy Impact, you know, Jehovah the Mafia, what's his name? Job Adu and Josiah Oben coming together in Revival 2022. And somebody sits down and says, me, I don't like this guy. I like this guy. He said, you are worldly. You are worldly. See, if you follow Paul, you can't follow Apollos. He asks the question, who is Paul? And who is Apollos? They are servants of God. If you should be following anything, it is God, not them. God, not them. Say a good amen. Before I close tonight, I want to tell you something. May God grant us grace to finish well. May we be the pleasure of God. May our Christianity not be a waste. May our coming to church not be a waste. When we stand before Jesus, may we not be discredited. May we not be rejected. May we not be discredited. May we not be disqualified. The day we stand before Christ, may our service be counted worthy. And we did the will of God. Say a good amen. I come to realize that there are so many controversies in Christianity. We have so many churches. We have so many people. This one is, I don't believe in this. I believe in that. And because of that, we have so many false teachings, false doctrines in the house of God. Too many things. One elderly woman called the day on the church phone and was saying, "Mitie Papa Sisiya, Mishwenbo UTV." And Chirechire said, "Me pese me TV." Because people are confusing me. I said, "Me a pension, I'm not me TV." But people are confusing me. I said, "Me TV, where you are, and I saw for a banu, you loto number." I said, "Free me, Mofras, you be anka, loto number, wa, sorry, dear mother." These are some of the things why we have introduced the question and answer time, to help people to answer a few, you know, questions that are baffling your mind. Doesn't necessarily have to be what I talked about. You know, anything that baffles anybody, we can talk about. Let's pray. Father, give us this question tonight. In Jesus' precious name, amen. The Lord bless you. Two microphones available. You have any question, you can lift your hands, you pick the microphone, you mention your name to us, and then we are talking. The lady wants to speak. Give her a microphone and let her talk to us. Say amen. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Good evening.
Sweetie, talk to us. What's your name?
My name is Vera Nshirabatete.
Talk to me.
My question has to do with what you taught us tonight. I want to find out what the youth, Christian youth, have failed in dealing with addictions and the way forward for us. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The only solution to addictions is Galatians chapter 5 and verse number 14 downwards to 24. I will read all to your hearing. The Bible said, "For the whole law is summed up in one commandment, love your neighbor as yourself." And then in verse 15, the Bible said, "But if you act like wild animals, hating and harming each other, then watch out, or you will completely destroy one another." And then he goes further and says, "What I say is this, let the Spirit direct your life." Put it in King James Bible. And he said, I say, walk in the Spirit. This is the solution to all addictions. Walk in the Spirit. Maybe the question then should be, what does it mean to walk in the Spirit? So we can handle that later. And you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And then he goes and talk about the problem itself. He said, the flesh is lusting against the Spirit. And the Spirit against the flesh. And these two things, put it in a different version. Look at how he puts it in a different version. He said the human nature wants is to oppose what the Spirit wants. And what the Spirit wants is opposed to what our human nature wants. He says these two are enemies. The Greek Bible says, Aniema we inshia. Now look at how he puts it in verse 18, back to the King James Version. And then he said, but if you are led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. Verse number 19, then he went to talk about the works of the flesh. Now he said, the works of the flesh are manifest, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, sedition, heresies, and then envies, murders, drunkenness, revilings, and such. The Bible says, of such I tell you therefore, and I have told you in the past, that they which do these things will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. Verse 22, interesting. He said, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. And he says in meekness, temperance, against such is no law. But look at verse 24. He said, they that are Christ, they have crucified the flesh and the affections and lusts. Put it in a different version. He said, among those who belong to Christ, everything connected with getting our own way and mindlessly responding to what everyone else calls necessities is killed off for good, crucified. In another version, look at how he puts this. He said, they that belong to Christ have nailed their passions and desires of their sinful nature to his cross and are crucified them there. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. To walk in the Spirit, remain in the Word, be full of prayer, be full of the Holy Spirit. These things will help you to be able to stand right for God. And above all, Romans chapter 12 and verse number 1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, that is your reasonable service. But verse 2 is the real bullet. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. This is where I tell people, read Christian books apart from the Word of God. If I ask, how many people have read one book the whole year? There will be people who have never read any book this year. But there are people here who have had meat pie and yogurt. Book dahona meat pie ra mami meat pie ni mienu eh. Never yogurt ba akoka. Mami malt ba akona yi meat pie mienu ekao. Hallelujah. Next, please. You have a question? Anything at all? It doesn't have to be what I'm talking about. Any question at all that baffles your mind? I'm having 5 questions only, so you want to say something, I will be done. The lady wants to say something, please. Sweetie, take the microphone and mention your name to us, please. Good evening, sweet.
Bacho, I'm the Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Bacho, me ton adie. But sometimes, so kwa, unya ni cheap. Into unya ni cheap, sa, na also person o man in brafo. Ba omo baso omo se, o de ane nye papa, makumubi wo baby. So me ton ni sa, so ana, hame.
Mami Sarah, wukura wako fasa mkesia ba. I wanted to address it on Sunday. Dollar bafom. Asat anadri ukuta dollar krubianto. Because ota ube loose. Asat anadri. I called pastor. I sent him a message to check dollar for me. And said ukutebi upibia. It's 12 cities. But ukutebi na person turn there ubianto. I'm so ubianto saying. Osi mijina krum ubiazompe. It's going down. Baby crown is nine cities to the dollar. It to me personally be as a transport another bene bekofum. Emo anwa da bene bekofum. When is that going to be reduced? When are we going to? And I'm not only talking to people outside. I'm talking to all of you who do business in this place. I'm talking to you. People like George, Omo Tom, Moni Angwa, da bena mobeteso, munkanchle. Da bena mobetoso, yebe di brunyan, da bena mobeteso. Ya $10 neso. Since munti min fan goshe dollar BMT, da bena mobeteso. Transportation, da bena yebeteso. Cement, da bena yebeteso. Iron rods, da bena yebeteso. We want to know. The people are coming to church with this attitude. And they are expecting the blessings of God. It ain't gonna happen. It's not gonna happen. It won't happen. Eti nya won kwa won ye ma no a wo ton no. Obi timi ko fa ade. Timi se sika no a wo fa ne ma no. Odobo ne kro obi nya mfa so, but obe quadruple. I don't understand. A bucket of paint we bought recently was 1,200. A bucket of paint? Sinti na ngrofo edan ho ayi fin se. Let me tell you something. The Bible said, "Munya di na fe fe fe." Ne kwan so ne kwan so. Put it on the screen for us. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse number 40. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 40. The Bible says, "Let all things be done decently and in order." Another version says, interestingly, he said, "Be courteous and be considerate in everything." Maybe I'm which the bagan and we are seeing now. Omo ewo mi krum nam juin omo. There are people in my hometown who cannot afford anything. How do they survive? People who can't pay school fees, their children don't go to school. There are people who don't buy from market; they go to the farm. The woman do ya no tre bibi no abefi no dia besi jaso. Oniska ya de to bibi ya. On to bibi ya. In to so tifre from ne ba ye de me ko jene to all the time we do ya bibi obetimi atie di. Those people ni ya tre Roman mami obe den wato. Sangro for no if there is an emergency. Keska obe den wetu ya. So most of these people they die. Don't tell me say nyamia to nsafre. E come na eku no. Nyamia mfre no. Hallelujah. Be honest, sweetheart. Be honest. Be truthful. Revelation chapter 2 verse 10. Dinukure, dinukure. Dinukure enkwa botire wo homa. Dinukure. King James all the time. Until requested. Be faithful unto death. I will give you the crown of life. God bless you, my dear. This is so many easy in this time, this particular time. I send this young man to go to town to buy something on our equipment. We go do one or say equipment for and say on 5,000 to so. No say no anyway. So we say now more. I'm sorry for Nazar no me. I did be able to be at 1,000 to send a true receipt. Na mom, to omojia 1,000 no, na omama 200 no, me suffer 800. We are no abeka sorry no. Inkwaji chemre no. Hey, unen kwaji entemuwa. Hallelujah. Third question. Anybody, please? All right. You mention your name to me, and then you can talk to me. Yes, my dear.
Good evening, Daddy.
Good evening, sweetie.
Please, my question.
Push your microphone for me. Sweetie, talk.
Please, my question is, do I have to block my ex when I moved on with another person?
I will not answer that question yes or no. The reason is because if you have children, the children are going to bring you together. You don't have children. Or not there, Miss Asa question. You don't only block, you stamp. Stamp. Exes have a way of getting you back into a trap. Because you had something. And I have seen people destroy their marriages. Ne ex be or ko America da 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 ba ye. O enchena ketri. Ebe ka feminisi se ya. In order not for you to get into temptation, cut them off. Cut them off. Stamp them out. Cut them off. Metehe, there are people who hate me with passion. They don't want to see me. They don't want to hear me. It's fine. It's okay. The Bible has already let me know that they will hate me. Sam Grofuono, no problem. But I don't understand why you hate me, you don't want to see me, but you follow me all the time. That is what the part I don't understand. They follow me all the time. They watch me all the time. They want to hear what I'm saying, what I'm doing. I don't understand. Intimi Pacho and how block no. Block WhatsApp, stamp your Instagram, stamp your Facebook, block, 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 block. Everywhere. Page in a wow dear. You determine where somebody comes. Block them. The reason is because you don't want to get yourself into trouble. Shia me wahe. Kuja me wahe. You know, by the time you know, you have complicated yourself of compromise. And sometimes when these eggs are hanging around, somebody wants to come. But Odrin say these guys are still around. So when you've moved on, move on. And get on with your life. Let me tell you, most relationships start with wrong people. Most. I can boldly say 80% of relationships starts with the wrong people. And sometimes the Lord allows the Christian to go through to build experiences. Then you meet the right one. Then you realize that your heart is ready to handle the right person. And you don't feel bad blocking. Listen, I don't only block, you know, say, be our ex. No. If I feel that this person, this relationship will not lead into godliness, I will block you. There are people who send me message, I don't reply, because my reply will be an evidence. My reply. Oh, Kofi Odro. Menene chate. Yeah, many Kofi Odro chate. Fair time okro chate, May 11:30. There are people, they send me, but I won't respond. And they feel like, oh, that's rude. Fanessa. Fanessa. But I won't respond. This is why I tell the people online, if somebody is chatting you, it's not me, because I don't chat anybody. You send me a message on the internet. And so, you know, watch the fake accounts. I will not respond to, you know. No. To my block, you know. I go to a place, you know, somebody was, can I take your number? You know, I rather give the ministry's number to you. When you call that one, I won't pick it. I will not be the person answering the phone. So that, you know, I don't get myself into trouble. You know, I have a private phone, and the private phone, I have stored the numbers of the people I want to talk to. If anybody calls, they can call 50 times. I won't pick it. Call me, Odini phone, so I won't pick it. It can be a call coming from America's president. I won't pick it. As simple as that. The people on the phone, you know. So it'll be Fred Ministry Line. So the day there's a message, he wants to talk to you, you know, do you want to talk to the person? Fine. If not, you know. I'm trying to stay out of trouble. It's not easy doing that at all. At all, at all. It's not easy. Because if I had been loose, like, we'll be out from now. Hello? Hello? When are you? And I'm a will be afraid. What friend before no? Mem friend will be done. This will be friend, may friend back. Mem friend will be done. This is it. I'm trying to stay out of trouble. So, ex for the, or he must stay out of bigger trouble. Yeah.
Thank you, Daddy.
God bless you.
Please, my next question is concerning tithes. Last week you spoke about it, but I didn't really get it. I'm a Methodist, and I'm here because of work. So since I came, I said, let me come to Alabaster.
Okay.
So concerning tithe, I don't know, because what I know is, I was said at the end of the month, you know, me see me see come 10% as my tithe. So I don't know whether my mom method is 10%, mama Alabaster 10%, now I 20. And now my mom method is 5, now mama Alabaster 5. Daddy, I don't know.
All right, let me clarify that. The 10% is 10% of the face value or the gross income that comes to you. So you take 10%. But tithes does not belong to children's home, charity home, foster home. Tithes belongs to the house of God, the altar of God. That was what we were talking about. So I cannot say, that is an error. And I said, me person me sow seed, mama me be intimidated, tithe not could sow seed. That is an error. There is a difference between the heave offering, which is the tithe, and a seed. The Bible said, like we read last week, bring all the tithes, Malachi 3:10, into the house, my storehouse. It's very clear. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse. Another version, let's see what it says. In this version, the Bible said, bring the full amount of the tithes into the temple. Clearly, temple, not to the charity home. You want to be blessed. Now, let me tell you which temple he was talking about. Galatians chapter 6, verse 6 and 7. The Bible said, let him that is taught in the word communicate to him that teacheth in all good things. Take it into a different version. In another version, he says, if you are being taught the Christian message, you should share with, we should share all the good things that you have with your teacher. And so when the tithe goes to the altar, it goes for the service of God. I am going to then listen to this as I close. I am going to be Meshe Bebia, I am fed. Bebia, Winyamia Sam Yede Teteme. Bebia Minyan Yina Suofri. It is like Oko Methodist, a Juma de Wabaha na Waba Alabaster. If I feel like Methodist is feeding me, take it to Methodist. If I feel that I am being fed in Alabaster, take it to Alabaster. And then if you feel like I am being fed in both places, split it into two. Take one here, take one there. That is your own faith decision. It's fine. My mother has been paying tithe in Accra and in our hometown for over 40 years. And she's still doing it. Amen. Last but one.
Yeah, Papa.
Talk to me.
This morning I was listening to FM.
Okay.
FM, and there was a this debate. The whole thing started at
use the microphone, please.
Pentecost, like Omasha New Emra said, if you are not married and you can't live together. And
Emra. Emra.
But almost after the like Pentecost, for instance, they umbe making sure say we be this.
Okay.
And you know, and a guy back to honor say, onoko worry. Now Pentecost no warrior. Elder count, like not to the at the church, the family place.
Okay.
Now elder never come, which now warrior no suni be we all say. Munkofi, Obiakotan in separate places until wedding. Into no, I don't know, the marriage has been blessed. Then you said they should go and part. It was so, they even calling pastors to come and explain.
And what did the pastor say?
In fact, I'm telling now.
Okay, I know definitely it's going to be a divergent view because it's a debate. Well, let me put it this way. When we say marriage, marriage is when two people have consented together to live together after they have prayed as Christians and the Holy Spirit is leading them. And then they go and see family people, and family people also give them their blessing. And then they bring it to the house of God or They let the pastor come to wherever they are. But the reason why we bring it to the house of God is because of the altar. So people having weddings at poolside, garden party, me, I pity them. The reason is because there is no altar at the garden or poolside. You know, the altar must consecrate the marriage, must solidify the marriage. The power of the altar must bless the marriage. So, and yeah, even if I'm sorry, anywhere, could I say we are dying? The altar is speaking there. This is why we have so many divorces all over the place. Let me now wrap up. Myself and Dede, we had our engagement 2 weeks to our wedding. 11th of September, we were engaged. Dear, yeah, yeah, friend, engagement, Wagana Hano. That is marriage. What we call engagement. When we say somebody is engaged to somebody, it is what we call somebody have promised somebody. A non-engagement. But the yeah friend engagement, which is the traditional marriage, is actually marriage. It's marriage. It's not the white garment and the coming to the, you know, the, because when I come to your house, the reason why I am praying is because I want to institute an altar. I want to invoke the presence of God. I think what they are trying to say is, maybe the marriage is a process. Muriye step one, monchayansa. Na muriye step two, na modiashesheso. But in this church, we have consecrated marriages, but the marriages didn't come here. Obi onmoa, they don't want to have wedding. Me, if I should marry again, I will not marry the way I married. I wouldn't even want anybody to attend that marriage. I will want it to be a very private marriage. I will want it to be in my pastor's office or in my hall or in something, only two witnesses each to witness that marriage. I wouldn't want anybody to attend. Just the two witnesses to sign. Finish. Look at all these Nigerian actresses. They throw big weddings. Marriage don't last for even 6 months. It collapses. Hide and prosper. Hide and prosper. So what they were talking, I can understand. There's a difference between the word of God and the arrangements of church. I try always say, let's stick to Nyamiasam. The moment I best stick it to Asorin Shishe, people will say, Women Shishe, you're different from Women Shishe, you're different from Women Shishe. Baby, you're quite so and gain, I am Pabuegu Abonte and Sania, but Asorin Shishe would differ, but Nyamiasam is the same. So let's stick to the word of God. The moment that we say that the day, do you take this man to be your lawful wife, and then we saw be what open or say preni a bumper, it's marriage. It's marriage. The reason why a Jamaya does so are sorry baby is because the boys can't afford pain. The boys can't afford pain. To yeah, All right. But many people have been married here, and it was a very simple marriage. This guy got married to Christine, and it was a very simple marriage. They went to Kumasi and did a traditional marriage and came to church and did a blessing, you know, and if they had decided not to come and do the blessing, it's marriage. It's marriage. What kind of mentality is that? Saying, and your marriage saying. So for no, I will go for you on an edumanism. Edumanism. Pompa yeguso, nyamia shiramo, mungo ware. Asa. We have complicated too many things. It's marriage. Yeah, yeah, pain and so is marriage. What if the people, both of them, will be, somebody wants to marry on the rig at Takrade, but they are on sea? Nobody can attend their marriage. Is that not marriage? That's marriage. In America, sometimes people are getting ready to go to space or go to peacekeeping. Police will be peacekeeping or say, Mame Mware wan san mako. And sometimes at the airport, they say, "O ring, we are man far ring, and we man far to manchi chere once. We shira mo kiss your wife, kiss no. Akwati na play mo noko. Okonu a maybe yemua. Aware. Amen. Don't make it too complicated. If your mind need too much, girls be pretty. I'm sorry, the moment you your mind mo, let them know they can marry simply. Without a white garment. They can marry with the dress you are wearing right now. I can bless your marriage for you. Yeah. And lastly, may we not confuse the word of God with our sorry and shishaya. The word of God is the word of God. And shishaya dear, Mr. Sambon, we are introducing a new software for the church management for next year. And yesterday we had the engineers with us in a meeting, in a Zoom meeting for almost over 2 to 3 hours. And we were discussing that. You know, and here maybe the systems and structures. It doesn't mean it's the word of God. It just complements the word of God. Now, I yen to tell you any nice for a church. Let's say that Ubiya warene ne yere woho na ne mpana ba alabasta tie dia meke na one ne mpana na wo no ma beto ne bedin wa alabasta na ne yere chifia no wo ah ne de na mikunu koye baby dedication wa alabasta. So the systems can make me know that we are here and we are empana. For now, this time, Ansana will be aware. Any man will be saying this and wow, when it's a baby. We'll be a Christian. One thing I want to know is a birth certificate. I want to have a marriage certificate. Why not in a way? I want to know. And the software will require that. It's just an issue to help us to know you. Don't make it, you know, as in a marriage certificate. I mean, say, okay, beme yon a way, onye ukuno. Onye ukuno, no problem. Any among Fanko fee, Pesof will be no more by a map of Franu fee. And Fampanaf be a map or Tanaso. And then we cut it off. Case closed. So that we don't hurt somebody's wife. Ewa woo jama, kankano, a woo bono. Ya, kasachremo, a monteno. You don't hurt somebody's wife. Amen. Because mechira onyema yihute as asofwa ubijan. Sometimes we'll be courageous now. See a friend named Mark Obewadi will be bad on the Mark. Aza. Amen. It means Obe so what is here? I can ask you a lot of questions. Why were da? How were yeja? What trimpana da? Ini padudu asen na ani oma trimpana. What to you say, Guda? Dodo was saying, what to you? I Abraham tie ya one na ebe ware wa fa oda. Emprensen hin wo fa o. Ke mu ana ban ho. Ki osumu ana container. I should be asking questions. Amen. Okay, online questions. Let's hear the online questions.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. This is from Ezila Mensa.
All right.
He says, God hates divorce. If you are in a marriage where respect is broken, there's so much insults and threats, do you stay in the marriage? If there's emotional abuse, do you stay in the marriage or you leave the marriage?
Well, once there is abuse, you need separation. And I'm not talking about only physical abuse. Verbal abuse, emotional abuse, you need separation. People must be separated. You know, and stay for somewhere for some time. Let time heal. If it is the will of God, it will come together. Yeah, that's what. And we shouldn't just get up and say we've divorced. Let's give the marriage a chance. At least separation for 6 months, 1 year. If there is real love, it will come up. But if there is none, then we can go ahead. Lady was telling me a story this afternoon and was asking my opinion in God's word. What do I think that the lady should do? The man is cheating with a schoolgirl. I said, Bema we dear was starting no. And so they said, what should I do? I said, tell the lady to pack and leave. I said, really? I said, yes. There was a lady in this church who used to, you know, the husband was cheating. One day she came and found the husband having sex with another woman on their bed. And the man got up and slapped her and said, "Unim nyansa," said, "when you are coming to a room, you knock. Get out," and closed the door and went back having sex. Then she came to tell me, and I told her, "Pack your bags and go." She went home and told the guy that my pastor says I should pack and go. And the husband said, is that what Kofiudro is teaching you in that church? Don't step in that church again. Do you know that this man actually, literally killed this girl? 37 years, we buried her at Assemblies of God. So this man will not change. Go. I know the lady will be saying, "Nyame be nyame, adie bi wo ho a nyame onso so so no aye." Leave. And before divorce, give the marriage a chance. People can change, and it's God, the Holy Spirit, that changes a person. Next question, please, and let's close.
This is from somebody in London. Because of this, I don't want to mention the name. He says it's a friend. The friend has been sleeping with the pastor for 5 years and she ended the relationship but wants to know if she should still stay in the church or leave the church.
Your pastor has been sleeping with you in an adult. Did I have another point? And I am your pastor and I'm sleeping with you. Your pastor has been sleeping with you and he has a wife for 5 years. You are contaminated. And that church is contaminated. And to me, don't stay. Look for another church. Look for a Bible-believing, God-fearing church where you can go and get sound instruction of God's word. Amen. Next question, please.
Yes, sir. The next question is from Mikma. He says that the Bible The Bible, in the Bible, the communion was taken at night. Why is it that we take the communion in the day?
Well, time is of no essence here. Okay, it is the act or the sacrament that matters.
Benjamin is also asking, if you go to a church where they do not tithe, do you still go to the church or you stop the church? Thank you very much.
Obia prene kwagie ho. Ko baabi ya nyame adom wo. Kwasi ansori de bibiri wo Ghana ha. There are churches who don't even have a teaching service. There are so many churches, they have never baptized anybody before. No communion session. There are churches where there are no children's ministry. Everybody joins the main church, and it's been like that for 10 plus years. No, no, no. No. These things must come in. I mean, ukwa sorry, papa, biyane, papa, uno. There are structures that tells you that this is a correct place. Say amen. Agramberu, to us. Talk to me. What's happening to his mic?
Hello?
Yeah.
Papa, friend, I'm Pedro. There's this argument it go on about the tithes.
Okay.
Most of people don't cast the tithes, no. It was only mentioned on the Old Testament. But I want to clarify something. Luke, I think, 11:42.
Okay, Luke 11:42. Yeah. I'll put it on the screen for us. Luke 11:42. Talk to us, sir.
Yeah. I see. But woe unto you Pharisees.
Yep.
For you tithe mint and rue and all manner of herbs.
Yep.
And pass over judgment and the love of God. This out ye to have done and not to leave the other undone.
Yep.
In other words, Jesus Christ make us have fat tithe.
Yep.
So if it's a tithe and yeah, and ka Pharisees no. On kase, adentina, omutuya tight. Na nema biwa omojai, like, omu nyenya miya pede, but omutuya tight. So, se tight ne nyanka, obe kachira omu se, onka omu menshin tight ne kwa, banka ni omu nyenya no, obe kan huwase.
Okay.
But since the tight is good, wang kase ni omu tight ne omutuya ne nye, nemu muno, opeswa chase, omutuya tight ne omu sa nye ni anyamepe.
Correct.
So, that's my clarification there.
Meda, si bebre, clap for it. Now, yeah, now when I hear those arguments, sometimes I ask myself, I love you. Thank you. Yes, sir, I'm done with my questions. Okay, I'll give you the last take, and then we are done. Your name, please. Emmanuel, talk to me, sir.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
The question is about baptism.
All right.
A week, Sunday, I got to Yakubosu. The following week, I'm Pansu. Now, because of Sadi, you know, me minti baptism na si pa inti no me famu un inshim. I do se me pese me ware. Me shuru se because of me mo esunu me pese me ware. Iti se me question no akoye bibi oho se aden na ye baptism me se me ti asi na aden si inti na ya kan ya ni akwa akoye. And I mean, so say, me more so between your warrior.
Medas. Very simple question. A subonan sani a bebu be a sonor. I was here in the French church. I was ultimate tedia warrior, and I say. And yes, will be ne yama. In tea, say ye and church, why your bow was so in ye freeze a one tear, sir. Number two. Uba, sorry, moano. I was here in the French church, money of bow was so. The Bible said there were gidie na ye bonesu no obegye na nkwa na chere se wenya nkwa gye na chere se wo nkwa gye na enwie peye se ye mo wesua. You should be baptized. Now to the point that whether say ubetima aware and so abo esu na de ubetima aware ubi o no mo a aware da da ansa na obi Kristo ni na you know aware ne esu bo de enam ho hwe you know. No must be linked to a subo. Our dear dear, it can come at any time. Whether you are saved or not, you can marry. But we subo no dear. When you fair Christo, it was here do a fantasy money your bowers. What I say? God bless you. But you know, so clap your hands for the Lord. Thank you very much. Hallelujah. I believe that sometimes ye preaching unyanka baby sasem. Kwesie da sem na making, but so for no preaching no o ma o kwansi bisasem. Into bisasem wenye ye. Into we bring that to Tuesdays so that me preaching no I'm preaching a Sunday, you can ask anything. Na enchirasi ye bi o hono mo anye diama. Can you lift your voice and your hands and begin to speak in the spirit for a few minutes? Kasko fra korahada kasha. Malahalea akoka kadoshe. Asinta korada kabida antesh. Zika kada bahalea and. Shanda dabada korada dahai. Zia alokobri ente kavanabash. Sando rada bahaye, shanda da bahariya akosh, zia krovada kada da baha, apando lakadima antedede, shanda da ha. Pachofanse mi enugu ubusu and tell the Holy Spirit, fill me, O God. Sheme manesra mengo. In the name of Jesus, work on me. I'm still a man under construction. Work on me. Asula kededa da bahaya. Vanda daba da koda da haya. Hey! Work on me. Every request that you have in prayer, present it before the Lord before we go. Come on. Come on. A singer sings on. Boy, many, Nami, who were a dear. Boy, my son, Nami, tear was a shame, ma, shame. Nami, yeah. Shame, ma, Nami, come. Oh, grow. That's in a me more. Yes, you did me, Jaw. The family no more. Oh, grow, grow. Father, thank you for your goodness. Kristo mu gidie eya akwantu. Mi sere wodom ne dine shade ma wobia na na dwe breya ya tewasemwe. And I'm praying in the name of Jesus that you will endue and endow everybody. Grant us the grace to be able to walk in the fear of God and in the integrity of our heart. Be in your pleasure all the days of our lives. That when you appear in your glory, or we appear before the judgment seat, we will be counted worthy of the high calling that is in Christ Jesus. I pray that from now to the close of the year, protect your people from evil. Hear our prayer, including the ones we've been praying throughout the day for this glorious church. Let your favor increase on your people, I pray, in Jesus' precious name. May the blood speak for us. I pray for Ghana. Help us. I thank you that our prayers are being honored, but I'm asking in Jesus' name, stabilize our economy and heal our land. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Clap your hands for them. Thank you.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tessano Worship Center near Tessano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.